I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as you walk in the house, he's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chandler, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Hour number three, Danny and Dusty on this Wednesday afternoon. Will Ortner. In.
What's up?
Danny is summiting the hoops at the Hoop Summit.
Saw,
dude.
Saw that guy in concert once.
What, the Sadu guy?
Yeah, there's two of them. I saw one. I was working it at the Gorge, but yeah, he was the headliner for one of the days at Paradiso.
What?
Yeah, the guy
what
who's got
he
all,
do?
His name is Getter. It's the one with all the tattoos.
All right.
He hits a button, and then he hits a space bar. So the music's like... when he hits the space bar. And then in every song that he produces and makes, at some point it's going to go, saw, dude. And that's what it does.
Well,
it's horrible.
That sounds on brand.
It was on brand.
Sounds on brand.
He should stick to acting.
All right. We had word in honor of Cody Bellinger eating wings with nothing on them. And when I mean nothing on them, we're talking no sauce, no spices, no rubs, nothing.
Barely even skin.
Worst food orders. And we've got some very good texts that have come in, but you said one came to mind with you?
Yes, I had forgotten about this one. We used to work out late in the afternoons in college, and I had a buddy who had the 5 p.m. lifting shift on a Friday. And he wanted to go out afterwards, but he also wanted to make sure that he got his protein in.
Right.
So then he invented the protein shake.
Oh, boy.
And as soon as he got done with his lift at 6, he raced home. He got his protein mix, got a beer, and he combined them. And I don't remember what beer it was, but he combined them, and then he drank them. And after, probably about 30 minutes... he had the Cody Bellingers.
Yeah, I bet he did. I bet he did. That doesn't sound good at all. But you got to try some stuff out.
You don't have to try out the beer protein shake.
All right, here's some of the listeners on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. McDonald's cheeseburger with no meat. My friend was a vegetarian in high school and would just get pickles, onions, mustard, ketchup. Ugh. And he quit eating meat after his dad lied about fishing catch and release. Saw his dad whack a fish against the side of the boat to kill it. That's what did it for him?
That doesn't sound like a guy story. That sounds more... like, I've heard a lot of women say that.
Maybe a little trauma
like,
there.
I went vegan or vegetarian because I saw an animal get killed.
Yeah.
And that was enough for me.
My wife saw a documentary and was like...
Food Inc.?
No, I don't even know what it was. Once had a coworker who wore disposable gloves and used knife and fork anytime he ate wings. Instantly lost all respect for him. Hey, I don't know that person, but I have lost respect for that person too.
All right, I have a question about this.
Knife and fork?
Yeah, and gloves. Like, Dexter? What are you sitting there? You're going to put gloves on? These serial killer vibes.
I have a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I do this.
All right.
But I don't like to
You definitely do it.
No, I don't. I don't like to get messy food, like, in public, right? Especially, like, as a big fat guy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have, like, the 30 wings and then have the wings all over my face, right? So I'd go boneless.
It's called being an adult, but go ahead.
Fair. Fair. I feel like you don't necessarily order that. Like, if that's what you're worried about, you don't order that style of food out in public.
Okay. Yeah. If you're afraid of that and you know you're this Hurricane Will when you're eating and it's just a mess of food everywhere, yeah, don't eat the messy. Don't order the messy food. That's fine. This one says, I just dislike picky eaters in general. I have a couple of buddies and my boss always order their food, whatever dish it may be. No veggies of any kind. It baffles me. I am not a big veggies fan on a lot of stuff, so I don't judge on that, but I know a lot of people do.
Learning to come around.
Yeah.
Forcing myself.
Not at a restaurant, but ketchup on mac and cheese. I've seen that at restaurants before. People put ketchup on anything.
Yeah. You ever see hot sauce on popcorn?
Yes. It's actually good.
It's not bad, and that's why I didn't throw it into this, but it is, it's a little bit jarring the first time you see it.
Ooh, first time I saw that. Was it Janet Jackson in Poetic Justice? I believe.
In like a music video, they had hot sauce on popcorn?
No, it was a movie. I think she was in Poetic Justice, but I think that's it. When we were kids and our family went to Moe's, my brother always used to order either a hot dog or a grilled cheese sandwich. Well, yeah, kid orders are way different.
Yeah, doesn't count.
But if, like, he was an adult and was like, I'll take the grilled cheese at Moe's. Yeah. Dude, just get the clam chowder, man.
Just go start picking up those floorboards.
Ooh, clam chowder.
See what's hiding down there.
That's right. That's right.
My 8-year-old the other day, we got her a Happy Meal at McDonald's with her nuggets. And after she was done, she still had a sweet and sour sauce packet left. So she just ripped off that lid and started eating it with her finger.
Kids rock, dude.
Kids are all right.
Kids are all rock. Right. I had a buddy growing up. In the Frosty, instead of the French fry, the burger.
Ew.
Was he a lineman?
He wasn't, actually.
That's an upset.
He was not a lineman.
Upset.
He was a point guard. He was a basketball player.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not even big on dipping the French fry in the Frosty.
Get out of town.
You got to. Just a little bit. Just a little dip.
So good.
Just a little bit.
Not a food one.
Frosty's a sacred space.
Not a food one. There was one time a dude in front of me at a bar ordered a Coors Light on the rocks. Beer with ice is just so off-putting.
Yeah.
I don't like the beer on ice.
Yeah, it's a bad move. It's a weird move. I'm anti that. I had a roommate in college who liked to have beerios like once a year just to mess with everybody.
Okay.
Beer and Cheerios.
See, yeah. See, I never saw much of the beer on ice, but we'd get some of the later 40-year-old women in there and get like their Chablis with a glass of ice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense though.
I mean, does it?
A little bit. I don't know. It's not. Dude. All right. Cheese on apple pie. That is a weird one. That's a Midwest thing.
People do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big Midwest thing.
Well, and then here's the squirrel moment. Here's the one that I really never understood was the mock apple pie.
What's a mock apple pie?
It doesn't actually have like apples in it or something. It's made with like Ritz crackers.
Oh, is it like imitation crab?
I'm not even quite sure. Huh. Let's see here. The old Google machine.
That's interesting. I'm out on that.
I never understood chicken and waffles. I understand that I'm wrong.
It's sweet and salty is what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's sweet and salty. It's delicious.
I'm clearly wrong because it's a big thing that everybody loves. It's the same thing with like pork chop and applesauce.
Yeah, I never got on board with that.
I don't understand.
I had a buddy in college who'd do steak with cottage cheese. And I was anti.
Hmm.
But when it became time to weight gain and you want to put pounds on, that's a good way to do it.
It isn't bad.
Yeah. It isn't bad.
By the way, the mock apple pie, Ritz crackers, sugar, lemon juice, cinnamon, and cream of tartar. And somehow you get an apple flavor out of that.
No, I'm out.
Huh.
No, I'm out. Ooh, I think the ice and wine helps with the wine headaches. How about that?
How Maybe? About just okay, drink sure. less wine?
All right.
quitter.
I no, took just one, drink something else.
I took one of my young Marines to a really good craft beer pizza place in California. When I'm standing at the bar with him ordering our beers, this a-hole orders a Bud Light, and the person behind the bar looked at me like I committed a horrible crime. He got a bit of a butt chewing for me after that. Yeah, I bet. When you go to one of those poor places and you go to when, that's P-O-U-R.
like, good save. No. Good save.
Yeah.
What's up, Left Coast elitist?
when you go to one of the poor
dude, Bud Light's, Bud Light's fine, man.
And they have it's a craft beer joint. You do not go for the Bud Light or the Coors Light because they don't have them.
Yeah,
if it's not on the menu, it's not like In-N-Out and they got some secret menu that you're ordering off.
Just ask them for their Pilsner.
Yeah, right. Lightest beer you got.
Yeah,
lightest beer you got.
Or just go, hey, these are the types of beers I like.
Yeah.
What does it
Well,
seem?
See, but in that regard, even at that place, they're going to be like, fine, just get out.
Or go flight. You know what? That's a great spot. At the poor places,
P-O-U-R.
Dusty. I think it's smart to always go with the flight.
Yeah.
Because then you get to try out everything. Then you figure out which one you like and then just start hammering that one.
Yeah, by the way, somebody needs to open a bar named The Poor Place.
Trademark.
Poor is welcomed here.
Trademark. I don't ask for a lot. Free beer would be a great start, all right? Open up yourself a bar and name it The Poor Place.
Isn't there a whiskey joint or something called The Library?
There's the Multnomah Whiskey Library.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, owned by SOU Raider.
Gotcha.
Sco Raiders. Sco.
I'm shocked my dad hasn't been there.
It's really nice.
He's a bourbon guy. That's his cup of tea.
He probably has, but you're just not invited.
That's true. He shouldn't invite me.
It's a certain clientele.
Yeah, I don't have many books. My house doesn't smell of rich mahogany.
All right, good text on this. A lot of weird orders out there. We got somebody's cheddar cheese on pancakes, and I just don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Why? How does it mix?
Does it taste good? I don't know. Are you shredding it? Is it just like...
You throwing it on top?
A slice of it?
Is it?
How do you do this?
Is it like pancakes made, then you just put it on top, or do you like melt it on top first?
Oh, like wedge it in between, like it's a little sandy?
Yeah, or like when you do the chocolate chip pancakes, like you do it kind of like that?
Oh, maybe. He says on top. I don't know. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah. We've got a odd night in the NBA tonight. Luka returns to Dallas. What will the reception be? And this should go over well. Danny and Dusty with Ortner and Dusty on the Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, Luka returns to Dallas tonight. First time since being traded to the Lakers that Luka Doncic will be playing in front of the fans that have booed, yelled, protested, got very upset at the organization that traded him away. And this is going to be a weird night. It's going to be, we talked about this earlier. I want Luka to go for 50.
Mm-hmm.
I am usually so anti-Laker everything. But if Luka goes for 50, it would be the most fitting night ever. He very easily could go 3 of 19 from the field, though, because it's going to be emotionally charged night in Dallas.
I think this is one where you're going to see how he's going to play the entire time based on his first like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
If he's out there and he's hitting everything and he's distributing well, he's going after rebounds, he's talking trash, but talking trash in a more controlled way than he did last night, I think you're going to see the very best that Luka Doncic has to offer. I also wonder if it's one of those situations where he finally gets the monkey off his back, you know? Like, finally, it's this whole buildup of when you return to Dallas. Obviously, the fans are going to love him, but anytime you return to a place that you've left, there's always a little bit of like, are they going to love me? Are they
going to
take care of me?
Oh, they are going to love him. They are going to cheer so loudly. I feel like we may get boos for the Mavs introductions.
If they find Nico, he will be booed. I think there's a shot that Anthony Davis gets booed.
The only
Nico's hiding in the building somewhere, like George Costanza taking a nap under his desk.
The only chance that Luka Doncic gets teed up for cussing at somebody is if Nico Harrison is sitting courtside. I think that is the only way that it happens.
Also, apparently, Luka's second tee was rescinded from the other night.
Yeah, it should have been. It was clear he was talking to the fans.
Yeah, you can cuss at fans, just not officials. What are we doing? What are we doing here?
It was very clear that, and I'll tell you right now, that fan that got him kicked out, that made his life.
Yeah.
He will talk about that story for the rest of his life.
Hey, won his team a game. That game was close. It was tied at 112. Luka gets run, and they lose by 16 points.
LA does well against the Thunder. There's a matchup problem there. I can't wait, though. I think that this is going to be the jumpstart to Luka being kind of like he was last playoff season. He carried that Mavericks team to the finals.
Yeah,
and I know
backpacked him.
I know that Kyrie was there, and Kyrie was riding sidecar. He was the Robin to his Batman, and he had a couple games where Kyrie definitely won them. But the straw that stirred the drink was 100% Luka Doncic. And that's what makes this Lakers team such an enigma when it comes to the playoffs. I think you could see them, depending on the matchup, get bounced in the first round very easily. I also don't think it's insane to hear someone say that they could come out of the West. And they could fall anywhere in between that range, right? I think if they are going to go on a run, this is where it starts. And it's Luka getting upset and Luka turning back into, not that he's been bad, but turning into Luka Doncic of last year's playoffs and the playoffs of 2 years before.
Look, oftentimes injuries with 40-year-olds is a bad thing in sports. LeBron getting hurt and missing a few games
it may have helped save himself for the playoffs.
I think there was an extra week.
Because that guy was, the load that he was carrying for the Los Angeles Lakers prior to that, as Luka was adapting to life in LA and life with the Lakers and playing alongside LeBron, he was struggling. Mm-hmm. And LeBron had to put that team on his back and carry them. That injury, it's been good for LeBron. And that's a scary proposition, because that was the whole thing that I was worried about with the Lakers in this lineup, mm-hmm. combo of Luka and LeBron is, look, you're asking a 40-year-old to go from February through June.
Right.
Playing at an incredible level. Well, he got a couple weeks that he could rest up and he didn't have to be that guy every single night. And the injury does not appear to be affecting him any longer. They could be very scary, but if they get into a matchup where they're playing against dominant bigs, that is where they could run into some issues. But that game tonight, 4:30 on ESPN, Luka Doncic returns to Dallas to take on the Mavericks. You know what the get-in price for that is?
500?
No, lower. $243.
Wow. Well, I wonder if that has a little bit to do with don't want to give the owners money.
That is $237 more dollars than the get-in price for the Blazers and the Jazz. $6. You're going to be paying more in fees than you are for the actual tickets themselves.
I was gonna say, you're going to pay more for the first drink that you get at that game than you're going to pay.
Way more. Way more. I'm looking at this. There's already two, three. There's about four games that you may argue, if you want to get like a cocktail at the Rockets Clippers, the get-in price is 26 for that one. I bet it's pretty expensive.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Yeah.
That's a good game. That's the number two Rockets right now. Clippers, like, that's a possible first-round matchup.
And there's a lot to play for the Clippers in that
one. And Kawhi's back, and he's playing awesome.
Yeah, $15 to get in the door for Thunder Suns tonight.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, $13 for the 76ers Wizards. That seems high.
How is the Blazer game 6 and that one's 13?
Nobody is going to games in Utah because they are actively tanking in a terrible, terrible team.
Are you sure that at the Wizards-Philadelphia game, that's not $13 to get in, but they give you $13 if you'd like to go?
Maybe.
That's possible.
Maybe.
Because that's a horrible game.
Yeah, that's a bad game. It's a bad game. But Luka's returned tonight. They're giving away t-shirts that say thanks for everything in Slovenian.
Thanks for everything.
They traded him in February. That is one.
We love you.
You do that when Luka Doncic is retiring in 10 years, and it's his farewell tour. You don't do it 2 months after you trade the beloved franchise player. Your entire fan base is revolting against that deal and that decision, and they're still very upset at you. You don't. This is not good timing for that.
I think they're doing it, though, to try and get back on the fans' good side. It's a bad move. It's not going to work.
Not going to work.
It's the flowers after you already admitted you cheated on someone.
Yeah.
It's dumb, but it's the only card you could play. Because imagine if they didn't do anything for him. The backlash that would happen.
They're in a lose-lose, but they already are in a lose-lose.
It's so their fault.
They just threw away some money on this one.
Stupid.
Way to go, Mavericks.
Well, but maybe they didn't, because I think I saw that they got sponsors for the shirts.
Yes.
All right. Was it FireNico.com that sponsored those t-shirts?
Weight Watchers, actually.
Really?
No, but that would be hilarious.
That would be even better.
That would be the funniest thing that they could get.
Oh, Zampik.
That would be the best they could get.
All right. Hey, which draft prospects scare you the most in the NFL draft? The guys that they got some red flags, and maybe some guys that you have questions on, why aren't they getting the love? That after us with SportsCenter.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
NFL draft coming up at the end of the month. Exciting times for all the draft prospects.
It's been really quiet this year.
Hadn't it? Outside of Deion, Shedeur, and Travis Hunter, it really has been quiet, even with the top prospects. Like Abdul Carter is rising up. The number one pick in the draft, Cam Ward, nobody hears anything about their hype. It's just like, all right, well, yeah, it looks like Tennessee's just settled on Cam Ward. We're going to leave it at that there. It's a really weird draft in that regard, that there are only two guys that people are talking about,
right,
and amplifying, and it is Shedeur and Travis Hunter. And it helps that Deion Sanders, Shedeur's dad, head coach of Colorado, is the one that is kind of leading that drum line and banging the drum.
The push.
For both of them. Today he said that the NFL is going to be easier for Shedeur because it's slower than the NFL game.
It's not.
And it's not like the players on the field. He was talking about the tempo, which I don't agree with that. Now, do you see teams run at breakneck speed the entire game? No, but you rarely do in college now anymore either, because that has been a level playing field. But I have seen a presentation with Kellen Moore going over their seven variations of tempo and when they choose to go to them. And it's when people think, hey,
they don't run a lot of tempo, that they put their foot on the gas. Every offense in the NFL has got different variations of tempo, but I do not believe that that makes the game easier for Shadur to process. Everything else is exponentially harder in the NFL.
Right. I mean, you're going up. There are some colleges where you go up and it's one code word. Hey, Clemson. And mm-hmm. that means the entire play to everybody. That tells you what you do. And then you get to the NFL. I mean, you every time that Gruden pops up and he's doing his QB class again, and you can watch the episodes or not, but when you watch him, he'll go through play calls with the quarterback. They're like a whole page long. They're ridiculous.
Yeah, you're tagging everybody, including your protections and your line protection, your back protection,
every route,
your
that
drop,
they're running.
Everybody's routes and specialties off of them. Like, it can't, West Coast offenses especially can get really overwhelming mm-hmm. with your verbiage. But even they have started to kind of simplify how they operate
right.
at the NFL level. Shadur is one of those guys, and you're starting to see it. I mean, he was like in the conversation for first overall. That went away pretty quickly. And now it's like you're starting to see him drop further and further back. You have, a lot of the mock drafts have him going ninth overall to the New Orleans Saints. That, by the way, is not a bad deal. You're still a top 10 pick, and you're the second quarterback off the board. But you're seeing a lot of the nitpicking is starting to happen. And mm-hmm. one of the things that I find is probably the most uneasy feeling a coordinator could have is Shadur had a bad offensive line. We know that about Colorado. For 2 years, his offensive line was not very good. He also held onto the ball for a really long time.
Yes.
Both of those things can be true. And now people are saying, oh, his patting of the ball. I saw Dan Orlovsky doing the whole patting of the ball. A lot of quarterbacks pat the ball to get it out. I don't think that's a big deal. That's not an explanation as to why he took so many sacks. It's a processing thing.
Yeah.
And it is, you have to be able to process and get that ball out quick and accurately in the NFL. I've got questions about that. His accuracy when he actually throws the ball is pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the process and accuracy. I got questions about that with Shadur. That's not right. like the biggest question of any of the guys, though.
I think with Shadur, my question is going to always go back to how does he handle the coaching? It is different when you are being coached by your dad and your dad's friends. Mm-hmm. And there have been stories coming out of Colorado mm-hmm. that he was treated, let's call it, with kid gloves. What is he going to, and how is he going to react to not being treated with kid gloves? Because depending on where he goes, he might not get that treatment. And if he doesn't get that treatment, does he implode or does he thrive? There's a chance that finally getting away from his dad actually could be helpful and more beneficial for Shadur. There's just no telling. But to me, that would be the biggest question mark. Not if he pats the ball. You can go through and 95% of the quarterbacks, you'll find videos of them patting the ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. And it's not a tick. It is a rhythm thing. Like, you just get into a rhythm, boom, pat it, go. Tom Brady patted the ball a ton.
Mm.
Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. Doesn't mean you can't be a good quarterback. It's can you process and get the ball out quick and accurately. Another quarterback that is just, it's not like a concern. It is just a, how is he going to work in the NFL? Tyler Shuck from Louisville.
Dude, he is rising up boards.
Yeah. And Ted Nguyen, who does a lot of NFL film stuff on social media, and he works for The Athletic, he had the perfect comp today for Tyler Shuck, and I was like, that's it. He said, Tyler Shuck reminds me so much of Derek Carr. Arm talent,
yeah.
Panics under pressure, athletic, but kind of clumsy.
Yeah.
Like, that right there is like, yes, I get it.
Little Daniel Jones, too.
He is, yeah, a little bit of that. But the thing that Tyler Shuck is going to benefit from is that he won't be, in all likelihood, will not be a first-round pick unless Sean McVay falls in love with him.
Yeah.
He's not, and it kind of appears that they're leaning a little bit, according to the reports, to Jackson Dart more. It alleviates a lot of that pressure if you're a second, third round guy, right? Mm-hmm. And that gets him. The one that I don't understand is the concerns over Will Campbell at LSU.
The arms?
Short arms guy.
Well, just short set. Like, that's the thing that I don't understand. Like, there are ways around some of those deficiencies. And he's gone up against SEC talent. Like, you go down the list on the edge rushers right now. Aside from Abdul Carter, he's gone against the rest of the top five. You look at Williams out of Georgia, went against him. Went against Jalen Walker out of Georgia as well. Pierce from Tennessee went against him. Jihad Campbell, like, now I know he's a linebacker, but there are times where he had to blitz, went against that guy. The one that I don't get, and maybe we can get into that in a little bit, Shamar Stewart. Don't understand that edge rusher, why he's as high as he is, but that's a guy that Will Campbell went against. And he excelled against those guys, against USC's pass rushers. He did well against them. So I don't understand why there is so much backlash around the arms. Like, the big O-line trainer for most of these draft guys, his name is Duke Mannyweather, and Campbell is training with Duke. Duke, as soon as everyone started commenting on his arm length size, he started tweeting out all the short-armed offensive tackles that had been in the NFL or were still currently in the NFL that were successful. And there are some pretty big names on that list. So I don't understand why he couldn't be the guy. And if that's the only knock you have against Campbell, it seems like a nitpicky knock.
It is, and it's smoke signals, right? This is smoke signal season. It's your smoke screen season. You're trying to knock guys down a peg for every little thing that you could possibly do. And I think you're seeing that a little bit with Shamar Stewart as well. He's a guy that
I don't get it.
He's talented with the measurables, right?
Right.
Speed, size, explosive. He's got it all, right?
100% not disputing that.
But when you are an edge rusher, getting to the quarterback is important. He didn't do it in the NFL or in college. How do we expect him to do it in the NFL?
He's got 11 tackles for loss and 4.5 sacks in 3 years. Not one, 3 years at Texas A&M. And I understand that he has a 40-inch vertical, that he's running a 4.5 940. I understand that he's 6'5", 267. He's a big dude. He broad jumped 10'11", for goodness sakes. He's a freak athlete. That doesn't make him a good football player. This is a guy, to me, that I could see him being drafted day two. That makes sense. You take a risk, right? Second, third round, maybe even day three, where, hey, he has these measurables, everything athletically is off the charts. Let's take on a risk on him here and trust that our coaches can make him better than he was in college. But to have him right now, I'm looking at ESPN. He's the 20th ranked prospect overall, 20th.
And it is those measurables, right? That is it right there. With him, you look at those measurables and you go, yeah, he's got it. And that's where I look at a guy like Jordan Birch, where he is not getting that day two. And this is a guy that, when you talk about sacks, all that stuff, they did add up. Like, he ended up with a bunch of tackles for loss. And was it 8.5 sacks this past year?
Yeah, I think he was top five in the Big Ten. I believe that he was fourth. And it was only because he missed a couple games from that injury.
And you mentioned 11 tackles for loss
for 3 years.
In 3 years?
3 years.
Birch had that this past year, right?
Right.
Now, 11 tackles for loss this year, and 8.5 sacks this year. That's one that I'm going, all right, so you don't like his bend getting off the edge, which is why Shamar Stewart, fast, long, he's got it.
And I understand that the measurables make him jump off the page, but you still have to play football.
Yep.
That's why Birch would be high, not necessarily higher than him, but higher up boards, because he's proven he can play football.
No doubt about it, because arm length is also a knock for Jordan Birch. Not right. Long enough. Doesn't have long arms. I've seen that guy. He's a massive human being.
Had plenty long enough arms against Michigan.
All right, we get set. Blazers, Jazz tonight. Danny Dusty on Fan. All right, Blazers wrap up their road schedule tonight in Utah. 6 o'clock tip against the Jazz. The Blazers will win this basketball game.
They're going to try not to, but I don't think that they're going to be able to out-try not winning the Utah Jazz.
No, no.
Really got to hope the lottery balls fall your way.
Yeah.
Because you're probably losing the next two.
Are you?
They're going to be jockeying for position. Now, there could be a world where they try to jockey down.
I mean, who knows the way these final couple games go. But after tonight, you got Golden State and the Lakers at home, both of them trying to win basketball games. But the NBA schedule, all eyes are on Dallas. Luka Doncic return to Dallas as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. First time heading to Dallas in a new uniform. Right now, Astros lead the Mariners 4-0 in the top of the sixth.
Didn't have to talk about that.
I'm telling you. Plenty of time for the Astros to blow this.
Yeah, didn't
their bullpen not good.
It was
rude
of what you just did.
Not good. Well, we started with March Madness. Now you got this. All right, that does it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Danny, back in the building from noon to 3. Up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears is Primetime with Isaac Tsuk right here on The Fan. They got a sausage in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and they're just going to town.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.